Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nothing like an anthem called power.
Do you got the power, Toots?
Do Rue got the power? I think that's what Rue's saying. We all do. And you better smell your little finger, you bitch.
This week, the top seven divas write and perform original verses to Rue's new empowerment anthem and voting PSA song called Power.
Power. They work with Leland and Freddie Scott, Jamal Sims, and they create new IP to be featured on the Work the World tour.
Plus, True Colors on the runway and a little bit of immunity potion, suspense, and drama.
Are you ready to unleash your power, Mama?
Let's get out the vote.gov.
And we'll do it nice and funky, too.
Booker. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Race chaser, woo-hoo. Race chaser, yee-haw. Race chaser, woo-hoo. Race chaser, yee-haw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser.
Race Chaser.
Au courant. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Drag Race.
Starting from the very beginning.
That's the beginning.
My name's Willem. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Alaska.
That's different.
And this is a video episode.
Effie, that's different. On the outline, it says, my name's Willem. What's yours? You know, our producer's always
keeping us on our toes.
No, he's always keeping us on our toes. Always keeping it fresh. Always keeping it current.
It's weird that she's keeping us on our toes because I heard she's not into feet and everything else, though.
Yeah, that's the one body part that she's not into.
Which is weird because I...
Wait, she's fucking, not really?
No, and I love feet. You see?
I can't see it. Get it closer to the camera, please.
Where's the
this
camera?
This is like a fucking... What is going on? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Now I see it. Wow. Claws and paws. Nikki, that's my tequila shot now. This, as you can see, is a video episode of Race Chaser. Here we are. Full video episodes are available behind the paywall on Mom Plus Gold and free YouTube channel. You still get a taste, so don't worry. You get to see all of our eleguanza.
Mm-hmm. And my toes, baby, because some of y'all like shrimping.
Get the toes.
And I got the good non-webbed ones.
Baby, get the toes. Baby, get the toes.
Baby, get the toes.
Tell us what happened last week on this cockamamie show called RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a good season. Do you think it's a good season this year? I think it's a great season.
I think it was good until this episode when they really let me down as a fan.
Oh.
But we'll get to that later, because let's talk about last week.
But the season in general, we're about, I don't know, halfway through, right?
Yes.
Maybe more.
We're at the 8-7 mark, right?
This is episode 10. So we're getting close.
Drag math is hard. We're getting close. We're getting closer than last week, which is when the girls provided Rue with a little spit take mini challenge, which we don't endorse. We're all swallowers here at the Mom Network. Nymphia won. And then there was another design challenge. And the queens had to put together a neo-goth look for the runway. And Saphira helped Maya, and Dawn got in Plasma's head, and then Q won the challenge. And Maya and Plasma landed in the bottom, and they did the Bloody Mary dance, dance, dance with the hands by Lady Gaga. And then in the end, the clock tick-tocked one last time on Plasma's time for the show. And Plasma hit it. She said, back to New York, New York!
I had all that town.
It brings us to season 16, episode 10, which is called Work the World. I wonder if there's a tie-in. I wonder if any of these girls will go to a management firm that is controlled by World of Wonder.
Wait, who did?
No, I'm just saying the world. Like, nobody wants to go to a drag show and hear this song. It's cute and everything, but, like, these verses, they are not season 2 All-Stars verses. that are iconic, you know?
We'll get to it. The lipstick.
I'm just mad in advance.
Oh, mama, we're going to get to that. Mama, we're going to get to that. Oh, I'm not going to hold back. Oh, at all.
I love this look on you. You look like Janine Turner in Northern Exposure.
Okay, I received that. I don't know the reference. File not found. But I believe you.
A beautiful
Christine Turner? Christine Taylor?
No.
I do get that a lot. I do look exactly like Christine Taylor.
I'm getting Christine Ebersole.
Or just Christine with two E's.
With the car from Stephen King. It's you, isn't it? The lipstick message from Plasma says, wow. Thank you for all the love. Ugly, ugly, ugly. XO Plasma.
They seem to have a lot of inside jokes that aren't getting to air because, wow, quote, morphine. I'm not sure what that's referring to. Let us know if you know. Or yeah, ugly, know, ugly, ugly.
Yeah, that sounds like a funny joke, and I don't know why I didn't get air time. Because who doesn't love a girl calling another girl ugly? I do it all the time. It's great. People are gagged. You're like, you guys call me ugly. It's like, you know, the mirror tells you every day, bitch. But when you tell a girl. I think that Q had something last week, too, that he got glossed over. His or their outfit was inspired by a girl from Dragula who does, like, the goth thing. And they talked about that extensively. I guess they're in their drag family. And not all that got cut, too.
Well, because so they're not going to talk about Dragula on Drag Race.
Why can't they just make it 90 minutes and talk about, like, the world outside the world?
Well, they're not going to talk about a show that's competing with their show directly.
They're two different things.
I know that. You know that. Everyone listening to my voice at this moment knows that. However, you know, that's how it works.
I get it. Well, we're here talking about this show, and Q is glad that Plasma is gone because she had two wins. And she's like, let's get rid of the competition.
And Safira is like, well, Maya keeps killing these lip syncs. Maybe I shouldn't have helped her.
Not wrong. And Maya's got as many challenge wins as Safira at this point. Let's be blunt. Because Maya has the girl group challenge win.
Sure.
And then she has, and Safira only has one win at this point, right?
The girls talk about their first impressions of the girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think that they can predict, like, as soon as people walk in, who's kind of going to go to the end?
We've had this talk before. And
we've talked about this topic on this podcast.
Well,
before?
No, I'm saying
we usually never say the same thing multiple times.
Ever. It's never been done. But for this one time,
Alexis
I will say.
Davenport?
Wait, who? I know her. How did you know that?
Have you seen Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Is that the 2024 version? Not yet.
No, but bitch, am I going to watch it? Yes. On streaming. It's not in theaters, is it?
I'm not sure. I can't wait to see it, though. But I called my top six right other than one person.
Oh, really?
I thought that Princess was going to be there.
And you didn't think Sharon was going to be there?
No, I knew Sharon was going to be there by her entrance when letting her do it twice. I knew.
You
want to
blame it on the edit.
I didn't think that Dita was going to be there based on entrance.
Oh, okay.
But
Dawn and Morphine.
What did I know? She beat me.
Dawn and Morphine are hungry for those wins. They are the only girls not to have a win.
Some girls are hungry for wins and some girls are thirsty for potions.
Sure.
Niffy has been hunting down for that potion and Morphine has hinted about the potion too.
Yes. Morphine makes a dig at Maya for having Safira make her dress. And Maya says, girl, well, you could have lip synced. And even if you cut that dress off, you still wouldn't have won. Oh, Maya's not holding back at all.
Maya says, you cute when you home, but I don't know what you're going to do here. And then the girls are like, oh, is this how you'd play in Miami? This is too much.
That's like in the memes where they put the gunshot sound effect after someone says something really gunty.
Holy.
That was very that.
The next day, Q said he started having dreams about the other girls. And then they're like, oh, which girl? Right after they show Plain Jane in her underwear. A cap of that, and then they cut to Plain Jane. They're trying to make her like a star. And she's giving them everything they need to. She gave them boy body. She gives them girl body.
Can we pull that up on the screen?
She's in like a little nude, like panty.
Plain Jane changing her clothes on Drag Race?
Mm-hmm. If you're into that kind of thing. Dawn and Morphine are the only girls not to have wins at this point.
I think it's right before the commercial, like right before the intro of the show, right? Because it's like they're de-dragging.
Yeah. Dawn also says she's starting to get a crush on the girls. So I think she needs to focus on the challenges and not all these cocks. Honey.
The girls do get starved for human affection at a certain point, being sequestered. And, you know, you do start to feel like a little bit squirrely. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Some girls call their husband to come visit the hotel, but that hasn't happened.
Some
in a
girls
few
go
years.
Out to Mickey's on Mondays too. I'm one of the some of the girls.
You are some of the girls.
Don't you try it, Mary.
They're there.
Uh-huh. See, I told you.
This
they're
is like NCIS,
it.
And we go back and then we say computer enhance. There. Scroll down.
Bully, we get Polly Perrette in here.
We need Polly Perrette on this case.
Yes, helping us hunt down Jane's cock.
I'm not saying the cock looks huge, but you saw for yourself, America. Do the math.
It smells big. It smells big. Dude, I want to fight it.
Do the math. We get a video message from Mother RuPaul who says, my queens, America's next drag superstar can use her charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent to inspire the people, especially when it's funky. So step to the beat and save the country. RuPaul comes in the room, in the house.
In the house. She tells the girls that they have to write their own verses to Power, which is a song to get people out to vote.
Who got
and
the
what it's
power?
Like to be... They also get to talk about what it's like to be a drag queen. So not just fishy, fishy, cunt, cunt, cunt stunt. It's other voting aspects intertwined, which makes
mental
for a wonderful
health
song.
Is important to me. I visit
my therapist. Feed your inner child.
Therapist.
Don't groom it.
Believe yeah, in yourself and your inner child. Mental illness is okay.
Power! The girls are recording vocals with Leland and Freddie Scott, and Jamal Sims is on the case for the choreo. And the girls will debut on Drag Race and perform live in the Work the World Tour. All these verses are not going to make the tour, let me tell you that.
You can change therapists at any time, free of charge.
Shit. Yeah, these lyrics are a task for some of the girls. Morphine is sitting with Plain Jane. And one of the girls mentioned, she says, Morphine says, like, why am I, or somebody says, why am I stuck sitting next to a girl? Why did I get put next to the girl
that's
has
Dawn.
A problem? Is that Dawn?
That's okay. Dawn, because
her choice
Dawn
of
is
wording
like...
is unique. She says, why did they put me with, like, did they tell them you two sit there so we can get this two shot? Because they used
I
to just
so.
Let us work all over the room.
Yeah, I think they did away with that because it was like, we just need to get them in a two shot.
Mm-hmm.
You sit here.
Because I remember some girls like being laid up on the couch by the snacks. I was under my work table a lot. Girls were in their like dressing
You're
area.
You're so right. Yeah, we used to be all over that fucking room.
Not and no more. They put those girls on a choke collar.
There were snacks behind the couch too.
Mm-hmm. Red
Bulls.
And then the tape to greet them too.
Yeah, Red Bulls, Doritos, Fritos,
Tostitos. Miss Morphine is asking Jim Vittles, tender, otherwise.
Vittles,
baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vittles.
Morphine is Sundry trying to Vittles. Get this immunity potion. And
already? Wait, who's trying to get it already?
Morphine. She's trying to butter up.
Girl, she has low hopes for herself in the challenge. She's like, I'm just going to try to get the immunity potion now. Because I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah. And if it's not an immunity potion, how about you let me borrow two of your wigs, bitch? because she ends up wearing two hairs by Miss Plain Jane. The good Cher wig.
See.
The plasma Warren went home in. And
see,
then the big blonde.
Plain like, Jane she is got out something here helping out of it. Everybody out. She's pretending to be a bitch. She's not really a bitch, I don't think. She cried that one time, that. Remember?
She did cry. You're right.
She had tears.
I saw tears. They weren't ordered from China.
Isaac.
Maya is not using rhyme zone at all because she decides to rhyme equal with equal.
Which I think is so cunty and fierce.
It's daring. I think it's daring. I think it's cavalier.
Do you remember when...
Never been done.
Do you remember when Cher did commercials for Equal? Some people choose the pink packet. Some people choose the yellow packet. I choose Equal. Some people care more about what they put in their cars than what they put in their bodies. Equal.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the people that you let in your car sometimes.
Equal.
Equal.
Gay people should be equal. All the laws try to say we're not equal. When I drink coffee, I use two equal.
Speaking of equal.
This is a movie and this is the sequel.
Oh. Alvin and the Chipmunks, but the Chipettes, so they're the squeakquel.
If this wasn't attached to this thing, I would drop the mic right now.
Here's my hands. Here's the... what is that? Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open doors to all the people.
Oh, here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open it up. See all the people. All of the laws making it equal. Drinking a coffee put into equal.
But we have to separate church and state. I forgot that. Safira says something about the Negro National Anthem, lift every voice and sing.
Yes.
It made me think that that should be the national anthem because ours is like talking about like the bombs. And the, all this stuff. And like,
yeah.
It was written apparently by someone who doesn't get the credit for writing it.
Shakespeare.
I think it was written by an American soldier for some reason. And then it got co-opted somehow else. I don't know. But she wants to implant her lyrics with Lift Every Voice and Sing in her verse, which I think is very commendable.
So smart and such a good reference.
Yeah.
Such a good
and
poll.
RuPaul loves being political during voting years. So good job, girl. Dawn and Nymphia are discussing what power means to them. And Nymphia is like, well, last time Megami wrote my verse, Megami is my
ghostwriter.
Hudson. Yeah, fully. So this time she's having problems, but she's playing with her bananas. And trying to get the potassium to help her think, maybe.
Do you think her shit is crazy because she eats so many bananas? Or is it, like, really regular, like, good? Because, like...
Do bananas clog you up?
Well, I think bananas are, like, are good for, like, they sort of stop things flowing. If they're, like, the not super, like, ripe bananas, like, almost green. Like, they're sort of, like, constipatory a little bit.
What happens if you let a banana come in you?
What?
Banana bread.
Well, what if you get painted? What if you paint a banana? Then it's a banana split.
jokes,
there's
jokes,
always
jokes,
and then you got a split. Then you got a split.
Hey, is that a cherry? Nope. It's rose water.
Not that.
Rosebud.
Not that.
Oh, yes, that.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Oh, I forgot we got breaks.
You know what? Why don't we take a break?
I totally forgot. He's like, let's punch out card.
Sorry for listening to this, Mom. Talking about.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Pam.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, Scandal, Action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. I think that this recording session is great because all the wires are plugged in. Congratulations, Drag Race. You listen to us and you don't want us making fun of you no more. We get it. We get it. We caught you.
Do you think they're doing a real recording session? To me, I think that Leland is.
I think they're getting. Yeah, I think they're getting what they need.
So they take like multiple takes of the vocal, and then they can sort of chip chop and make a good verse out of it. Love that. Mm-hmm.
There is the girl from the Rusical, though, singing for sure. On
why not?
As a sweetener on the chorus. Well, no. Why not? Because maybe the girls should just be trusted to, like, provide their own talent, I think. Like, why should they lip sync to other girls' voices if they're the people on the track? Get them sweeteners out of there.
Those are famous last words. This is why they do it.
There was this girl named Billy, and she sang backup for this girl in New York, and they stole her voice.
Is that the plot of... What is that the plot of... Wait, is that the plot of Glitter?
Close to home?
Is that the plot of Glitter starring Mariah Carey?
I'm Billy. Billy, William, Willem, Aunt Bill. I'm her. They stole my voice.
But that's the plot of Glitter starring Mariah Carey. And Padma Lakshmi is this bitch who can't sing, and she sings horrible. And Mariah Carey's her backup singer, and they turn up the background singers really strong. So that Padma Lakshmi sounds like she can sing.
So you were there too?
How many nails you got on, Toots? You look like morphine at the end of a lip sync. She's like,
listen.
All the nails are gone,
bitch.
Except two.
I went to a pool party. And
water is the natural enemy of the dragoon when it comes
to
nails.
One, where is this camera? I can't find it. That one has four. We've got two there, so we got six. It's more than five, so that means I'm a good fucking drag queen.
Honey, that's great.
I've been dragged since 10:30.
More than a full hand.
And it was snowing and hailing.
Yeah. Wow.
We're two in the bush.
Y'all are doing outdoor pool parties in the snow. I love it.
This is so rude, making the girl sit behind the girl recording and giving peanut gallery. I would say, I need this set closed. I would turn around and say, shut the fuck up, bitch. Let me try to do my best while you stop caterwauling, you fucking cunt.
You would say that.
I would.
That's why you're good.
I would take
TV,
off my
Will.
Shoe and throw it at them and make some good TV.
That's why you are good. Not throwing a shoe.
I would. I would pick up my fucking shoe and say, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Does Plain Jane look like a famous actor? Who does she
Tommy
look
Lee Jones.
Like? Who?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Really? Is that who it is?
Yeah, hard. Weathered.
Wait, the Q singing the high notes. This might be a soundboard. Can we listen to Q hitting the notes? Can we listen?
I think it is. I think it's a new text tone too.
I think it's so. She's giving her all.
She really is, and I hope she gets some all laundry detergent to wash everybody's ears out, because these are horrible things that are coming out of her throat. This is not music. It's not okay. I hope she never does an album.
Oh, I bet it's already in the can, honey.
It should be in the can, and they should flush it twice. She is not a vocalist. She is a sewer and a visual artist, not a vocal artist. I would be happy to see her never sing again. I would love if a sea witch would take her voice.
Eric, get away from her.
Eric, get away from her.
When you drop your client voice. That's
don't touch that light switch.
Oh! Oh!
Give me a.
Oh!
Here's.
You know that sound when nails hit a chalk wall?
I think she's hitting it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Yikes, sister. Yikes. She's in trouble.
Not ready for my power, bitch. Ow!
She's giving it her all, and I appreciate that. Q, I salute you. Salute. I liked it.
I mean, I like the other Power video a little bit more, but
who
Plain
got
Jane
the power?
Said,
there were three hot sluts in that video. Who were they?
I don't know. Probably some skanks that got out of the valley. Plain Jane says very concisely, Dawn sounds very interesting. It seems like she's having fun up there.
Oh.
And I'm glad my sister's having fun, because this may be her last week here.
Oh, damn.
Q is the one who at the beginning of the episode says, if you don't sell it, you're going home. And we always know the girl at the beginning episode who says that this season has been the one to go.
Oh.
So it made me think that Q was going to do poorly in this episode because of that edit placement, because you know there's a script. And it makes me think that she might go home. And then it doesn't happen, even though she's the worst.
She didn't end up doing stellar, but we'll get to that. Right now, it's time for choreography with Jamal Sims. Safira hits it. This is in her. It's as though she knew the song already. It's in her bones. She really just, like, picks it up like that.
Yeah. Dawn notices that Q has...
Some of these moves that he's having the girls do, I'm like, I try to picture, like, a woman in heels doing some of these moves, and... It doesn't really make any sense to me. I get that it's funk, but like if you're in heels and a leotard and you're doing this. How is that going to be beautiful or feminine in any way?
I don't know.
It's not.
Oh,
and,
good question.
And if you watch... Some of the choreo doesn't even end up in the final number. This
oh, girl, Plain Jane spin around.
This
kicks.
Shit that they spent Plain Jane and they made her do it 40 times in a row to get her to sweat. They don't
even put it
in the number.
Baby. Let me tell you why they made Miss Plain Jane do horrible, hard choreo. Not horrible. Horribly hard choreo. It's because they wanted to make her drink that potion. They wanted to, like, make her do it. That's why they gave her hard shit. And Jamal literally said, this is hard.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that Morphine is getting her chicken head on.
I like the chicken head. She looked so cute.
Me too. All the chicken heads, be Morphine. All the chicken heads, be Morphine. But the girls in the background with the choreo, just like they were in the background for the recording, is just rude. It's unprofessional. It's great TV. Thank you, World of Wonder.
Great TV. And something I'll say about this season is that the girls are not afraid to be cunts. They are not afraid to talk shit.
No, they're not.
They are not afraid to throw barbs. They are not afraid to, like, say mean stuff to each other about each other. And it makes for a good season that they're all, like, going there. I appreciate it.
Me too. Now, playing Jane, she, the next day in the mirror chats, thinks she's going to kill the challenge. She says she's very confident.
She's doing, but she's being the queen of wishful thinking, I believe, there.
Well, Morphine and Q are wondering if she's way too confident and it's drag delusion because her moves were crunchy.
Girl, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, Dawn and Nymphia discuss the importance of speaking on mental health. Dawn opens up about having anxiety, OCD, depressive tendencies, and ADHD. Which this is good because it's bringing awareness to, you know, something that I think a lot of people struggle with. So, you know, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. The girls discuss the importance of voting and how voting at local levels is extremely important. Just like we all voted for Maybe a Girl last week.
Did she win?
I don't know. Yeah. How did she do? And how did she do in swimwear?
I feel like we would have heard if she won.
You know, she hates the question and answer.
But I, like, voted for her, but I don't know. Like, I don't sit and watch the results roll in, like, on the news or whatever.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway.
But we love voting. This fact is crazy. 67 million people could have voted in the last election and didn't. 67 million.
It's wild.
I'm in Oregon right now, and they have a gay governor up here. Oh. She's a lady.
Oh, I love that.
Because you know why? We got the gay people to vote.
RuPaul on the main stage is ready to go outside and hook.
Hook, honey. This is Scooch. This is Macrame Scooch over Nude Body Illusion Corset Beauty. This hair is great. The flower is, I wish it was, I love the shape. I love the color. I wish it was a different flower. I don't know why. I feel like that flower doesn't go with the 70s vibe. Should have been like a chrysanthemum or something real, like, open and gapey.
Chrysanthemum mother.
Imagine a big daisy in that. That would be beautiful.
She said, "My name is Cupcake, and I keep my panties clean." It is. Look,
she looks,
honey,
so fucking good. The little tassel bebops, boop boop danglings. I love them.
I could see you wearing this outfit.
Oh, I would love to be pretty like mother.
Yeah, she looks
so
great.
Beautiful.
The nude illusion panels are so spot on. Great color match.
They really are. Zaldi does that. He knows. Hi. Some people go to the pool party. I think they were looking for directions.
She looks great. They're doing this dark, smoky eye on her tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like a full blue lid on mother.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. When she blinks, it's fully cobalt and then smoked out. It's giving star booty.
Yeah,
very
that's
much so.
What we're giving. That's
like,
what
I
giving.
Love it. I'm here for it. Mother looks great. Michelle's in a nice wig.
Michelle Visage looks pretty in denim.
Yeah, I think this belt on her titties, though, doesn't look right.
Well, is that a Ross Matthews blouse that's for sale?
Ross Matthews is a Ross Matthews blouse.
Well, okay.
But I don't know if that's for sale.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
cute.
If anybody
I really like it. I want one.
I mean, if it was in a gift bag, I'd take it.
And then, of course, Jamal Sims is our judge as well.
In a lovely eggplant shade.
Who got the power? Are you ready for a therapy session? Let's watch this performance.
Let's.
Oh, well, let's take a break first.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Are you ready for a therapy session? It's time to get into this performance of Power, the new song that I can't wait to see at Work the World.
Oh my gosh, me too. Just
do you think they're really going to do this at Work the World?
I mean, if it makes people vote, I'm glad that they will, but I just don't think this is the kind of thing that I want to pay a ticket for. I want to see Vanjie come down from the fucking roof doing Rude Boy.
Yeah.
Or like Plastique and her feathers doing her TikToks live. I don't need to see a song about voting and that Dawn has depressive tendencies. That is not entertainment for me. But Dawn's group with Maya and Morphine, they look clean. Their outfits are laundered.
They're not soiled and rumpled at all.
Mm-mm, not at all. Morphine looks fucking sickening. She's in plain Jane's hair and this bodysuit. When Morphine came out, I didn't know that that was her.
She crushed it. I thought she could have won the episode for sure.
Yeah, me too.
I thought she had a really good energy.
I got that. It was very catchy. Morphine did a really good job. Some of you should be scared.
She wasn't overly concerned with making it like really cerebral or trying to jam in a bunch of words. Like funk is very about like a feeling. And she was hitting it.
She was in that pocket. She was doing it. She made it look effortless.
Yeah.
Which is the key. Like, you know. I thought it was great. Nymphia and Plain Jane were the second group. And just look-wise, this was... Plain Jane killed it. The hair could have been bigger, I will say that, but this is great. The shoe was bad. She wore a gold glitter boot, which was her rehearsal shoe. I was like, I thought that was just the rehearsal shoe because it was ugly. But she wore it on stage, too.
It did not match the outfit. This is just the rehearsal shoe.
Well,
how many banana dresses can one young woman have, Lymphia?
Yeah, she's got a lot of them.
She's got a lot of banana dresses, but Nymphia looked so breathtaking. I was like, I love this. Sure. And I love that her verse sounded different because she wasn't trying to cram in 100 words. She was just like, ecstasy, beauty, perseverance.
Yeah, and Plain Jane's like, see my box at the ballot box, bitch. This is my pussy and I'm going to finger it.
Plain Jane's a good writer.
She knows her way around a word or two.
She does a good job of mixing that sort of irreverent sort of sluttery with giving the message that you're supposed to give. So she nailed it with the writing.
You're right about that. The hair could have been bigger and the shoe could have been better.
Do you think she looked scared very well while dancing?
I don't think she looked scared. I think that's just something they were saying just to justify her being in the quote-unquote bottom. She did not look scared to me.
No.
Did she look scared to you?
I was scared of Q's performance.
Girl, they went off about this outfit, and I thought this was the worst outfit ever. It looks like the one sister from Heart got on Ozempic. I can't with this look. I hated it. And I'm sorry. I like a lot of the things that she does and wears, but I can't with this look. It's like little Richard ass fucked Liberace. And then they got a wig from fucking the girl from Three's Company.
The brunette girl from ABBA.
Yes. I could not with Q's whole outfit and her words that were musical like. They were better than what was recorded, but I did not connect with them. And I think that they said, just jump off by the drummers and stand up there because she probably wasn't getting the choreo. So like to make this look good, just because why didn't she have any choreo really? Did you see that? She had like a bop and a half at the end. But like the first part, she was just standing up there and like
jamming
thrashing out. Well,
why?
She hit it hard on the 2 and the 7.
Why would you wear a fur coat to a dance performance? It's perplexing.
I did not think this was the right look at all.
It's the wrong category. Like, she looked great. Williams.
I can't.
If it was like a daytime, or even if it was like a red carpet, like I could see this. But like,
I would want this at night when it's dark. You can't see it. This is. She's a nice girl, but I can't with this look.
It was perplexing.
I'm
going to
write to her management, I think, frankly.
It was perplexing to me, but now Sapphira, talk about, you know, dominating
10.
The room. Love the look.
Save the best for last. Clearly,
yeah, they put
this.
Her last in the
she
lineup because they were smart.
Yeah, they're like, no girl wants to go after Sapphira at all.
It was her.
Right.
It was her day. It was her moment for sure.
Yeah. Now this runway category, and I liked her lyrics. She did floor work too.
Mama.
Everything Sapphira did was full package drag queen. She gives you everything that you want from a drag queen. Everything.
I definitely want to hand it to Jamal because I loved this bit at the end with the mic stands. So effective.
And watching the girls do it, they're all doing the same thing. So watching them do it and see who's the most effective, it's Morphine and Sapphira. They're
for
the
sure.
ones. Morphine is selling her face, mama, like it's on QVC. She is the one.
I love that they end that fake ending with them all bent over. I was like, that can't be the ending.
I like the hit, where all the microphones went to the left. That was so gorgeous. It makes me want to join a girl group with like 7 girls.
Should we do mic stands when we do AAA girls?
I think so.
It's so like simple and effective as fuck. I loved it. Great, great choreography.
Yeah. Now this runway category is True Colors, which makes me think they made the girls choose colors before they came. Because how are you going to get an outfit?
Yes, they seem to have been assigned. They must be. What if Nymphia, what if they were like, sorry, you can't do yellow? Could you imagine? She must have just been like, I'm doing yellow. There's no question about this.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. The season was kind of different. When we had colors, I handed them out judiciously and like wasn't biased.
Maya is up first in red.
She's looking for something in red, the Lori Morgan song, which you still don't know.
Still don't know it.
One day I'm going to perform it from the stage and you're going to have tears in your eyes in the audience.
Okay.
That was it.
As sparks shower down in the darkened auditorium.
I have a 7.5 minute ovation, bitch.
Tears running down my tear-stained face.
The first girl out is Maya. She's gorgeous. She has feathers on her butt, which I've never seen, but I'm happy for a new place to be fancy. And I applaud her for this, sister.
She looks amazing. I
had a girl all feather tush.
Am I incorrect in saying that I thought Maya did a sort of red gown look before? Am I making that up?
I feel like I've seen her in red. She had that red mullet. Maybe her entrance was red. I don't remember.
I can't remember. Somebody tell me.
Nymphia has done yellow before, though, for sure.
Yeah, that being said, she looks beautiful. I mean, doing a pageant gown well is, you know, hard and takes a lot of work and a lot of fittings. And she's, you know, it fits like a glove. She looks great.
And she opened up her neck. She doesn't have a necklace or that Oompa Loompa wig on to close her down. She has a beautiful open neck.
Not the Oompa
neck.
Loompa wig.
Well, that wig was the Oompa Loompa experience wig. It gave that a fancy Oompa
Loompa. In Glasgow?
The wig that she wore in the girl group challenge.
Oh, I know, but is it the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience?
No, it's a little better than that.
So oh, it's a little higher end. It's like
somebody
Universal
Serena
Studios.
Somebody Serena
Cha-Cha'd
it. Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Yeah. Nymphia is doing Gasp Yellow.
Wow. It's mellow. I like it. It's nice.
The thing with this yellow storyline, it's so like you think she's going to run out of juice with it. You're going to like, oh man, like she needs to give this banana thing up. But then she comes out in a look like this and it's like, it's breathtaking. Every detail is just, I love it.
She takes the breath away. Watching in slow motion, near feel a banana wind.
She looks so good. Like, I'm like jealous. I'm in awe. Like, if I saw her pull this out and I was at Drag Race, I would be like pissed. It's just exquisite. It's just juicy, it's really delicious, well made. Good. And then the palm,
banana palm on the head, so good.
Oh, it's all so good.
The height, she's full circle, 360 queen.
She looks so good.
Plain Jane is in green, and it's a nude gown with green geometric patches and stones, and a clean updo. It's clean. I wish the updo was like a messy Ivana Trump.
Updo.
Thank you, Will. Just like, I wish all her updos look like helmets, and they're structured and hard.
Yeah,
and
she does the structured hair thing.
Very Blade Runner, and I get it, but I would love some softness on her because she's so hard, you know?
I'm so hard. I'm so hard.
She is, yeah. But she looks beautiful. It's clean. Is it exciting? No, it's a gown. She looks good. Body's right. BMR.
It's well done. It looks great. Yeah. I wish there was more green. It is a color challenge.
Where's like a green feather boa or something? Like a 12-foot green feather boa or like a money.
Sure.
Something.
Something and just then, a little like effusive and crazy and too much. Like this is very restrained green. I wish the nude and the green were inverted so that maybe she had nude cutouts on a green thing.
Mm, okay.
But that being said, she looks fucking good.
Yeah. Gotta go for a statement ring, maybe. Something.
Next up is Sapphira Crystal giving blue. Yes. Is this the Power Ranger season? Are the girls, they all kind of have a color?
Well, nobody's pink. Where's Kimberly? Do you think she was a girl that got sent home?
Maybe.
Maybe Mirage was Kimberly. I miss Mirage.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
Well, but Sapphira is blue. That's her color. Nymphia, yellow.
Sapphira got a good shoe on, not her character shoe. She got on a pump.
Good for her.
And she's channeling the Bridgerton girl, Queen Charlotte.
She looks outstanding. I mean, this is...
impeccable.
Yet again, what do her suitcases look like?
Philadelphia finery, darling.
Philadelphia finery. Mm-hmm. She looks incredible. I love the hair. I love the details in this, you could just get lost in it.
And she's
wonderful.
Giving presentation on the runway when she gives her eyes. I love her. She knows what she's doing. She's great.
She's sickening, dude. Mm-hmm. Dawn is giving blue as well. Sleepy scaries.
I meant to talk about Nymphia. She had a beaded curl. It was so beautiful.
See.
Like one beaded curl. Like the details were just really beautiful, Nymphia, if you're listening to this. Good job, girl. And RuPaul also quotes... I'm going to get you sucker again. She says, how much for just one banana? She loves that movie. She really loves that movie.
What movie is it about?
I'm going to get you sucker.
I don't know that one.
It's like one of Chris Rock's first movies, and he's trying to buy ribs. And the guy's like, it's $2.50 for ribs. And he's like, how many ribs you get? And he's like, five. And he's like, all right, how much for just one rib? And he tries to buy a rib for 50 cents. Then he tries to buy soda for 15 cents by getting it just poured in his hands. It's really funny. I think it's Spike Lee. And that makes sense because RuPaul was in a Spike Lee movie. She was in Crooklyn. She played the bodega girl.
She keeps her panties clean.
Clean, honey. In the Prada bag with the 20 G's. Do you keep extra panties in the car now that you're a car owner?
No, but I really should.
Yeah. I mean... yeah, panties in the car, cucumber in the fridge. Every girl over 30 should need one, Sue Ellen.
Panties, bitch. Dawn is giving blue sleepy monster girl, except she's a goat, kind of. Or maybe a lamb or a sheep, kind of. Or Eeyore, kind of. But scary.
I don't know. She looks like... It's like one of those... Remember the little monsters with Fred Savage?
Yeah.
It looks like one of those monsters. Very much so. It's kind of cool. Her color is navy blue. She's got like corduroy. It's like a cute like little sleep demon that you don't think will kill you. But then, you know, the hip cutouts are really hookery too.
Yeah, she does be like, I'm a sleep demon, but I'm also thick. So, you know.
Thick where?
Is it in her ass? in those.
Girl, she was giving me rib bones.
Those childbearing hips, mama, that she gives us a cutout of, bitch.
Oh. We'll bear the child.
She said, I mean, it's very dawn. I mean, what more can you ask for? She broke the dawn. It's always going to be very signature her. You could pick it out of a lineup and you could be like, those clothes belong to Dawn. That's good to me.
And she does the navy blue because it's always the darker blue before the dawn.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Q is in lavender. This hat, give it to me in every color. The rest of the outfit could use some finessing, I think. But the hat is amazing. But stop holding it open. Like, let them work. Make them see you. You're beautiful. Don't stop. Like, that's why you have the fringe, to hang and let it move, not hold it open. You only...
Is that what your dates tell you? Stop holding it open?
Wow. When have you been talking to my dates?
Hate it, bitch.
Not cool.
You wouldn't wear those pants?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'd wear them to bed. They look comfortable with all them ruffles. And the bikini top doesn't have a titty. The thing you are trying to emulate has breasts, as Delta Works
says. Sometimes.
Sometimes, but I think if you have a bra cup, fill it with something.
Yeah.
Because then that fringe would have hung better, because right now it just looks like sparkly washcloths. Remember the sparkly washcloth season? Monique Hart, Silky, they had sparkle like washcloth.
Yeah.
Like, it's giving that on her titty. It needs something in there.
Hat 10, outfit
5. 4.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, 4.5. Clean. But like, why do you keep holding it? Never mind.
And when she takes off the hat later and untucked, you see how it smashed down that wig?
Smashed.
That happens with hats. But that hat is fucking cool, man.
It is. It really is. I bet she made it too. Good job on that. Morphine. Now, is this aubergine or grape?
Oh my God. I gasped when she walked out. She has an arresting beauty.
She does have that face.
But it's also just the whole thing. I mean, it's femininity, it's luxe, it's sex, it's hot. Then the mug, and then the, like, she just looks fucking wonderful. I love this. Unbelievable.
I give this a 98%. The only way I could have improved it is if she would have had stones and ostrich on the inside of the cape too. Because when she opened it up, I would have loved to have seen more.
Yeah.
And the underpainting is a little pale for her, I think, on the boobs when it's supposed to be giving nude illusion. It's a small case of Nomachi syndrome. Not as bad as the elevated Barry cases that we've seen in Carson City and Nevada.
She looks fucking wonderful. This is where the episode goes a little awry for me. The immunity potion, this is the last day that it can be used. Mm-hmm. So Plain Jane, in an attempt to, I guess, curry favor or seem like a compassionate heroine, uses it on... Are you seeing guests walk by?
Uh-huh. And one is barely standing up.
Are they showing cock?
That has happened.
Oh, really?
Girl, yeah. People know what I like.
Are they showing ass?
Nuh-uh. If they're showing ass, I'm shutting the curtain. I'm calling the front desk.
Well, before we get into this, let's take a break.
And we're back. What do you think of this immunity potion? Can I get a shot?
Mama, if it's the last day, I think she's
a brilliant... She's a brilliant TV producer. She's been watching the show for years and she knew what she would want to see, and her giving it away, but she will get Miss Congeniality now because it's going to be a fan favorite vote. They're going to want to give her something because they're not going to let her win. So they're going to give her Congeniality for this.
But do you think that Nymphia was the weakest link in the room, in the challenge?
No, I think Q was.
So if she really wanted to save somebody... I would think that it would be someone who was in the bottom.
Well, Nymphia was probably in the bottom. Nymphia and Q. Who would you put? Nymphia, Dawn and Q? It was one of the three. And I, their three verses did not connect with me the way that Morphine, Saphira, and Maya, Maya's did. I mean, Maya was great when she was okay. She's like, backflip, Martin Luther King.
But to
I thought Maya was great.
To do a non-elimination on the episode where it's the last day you can use the immunity potion. So, like, no one's going home, so the immunity potion is worthless. It doesn't matter. She could have dumped it down the drain, and the result would have been the same. So it's not a dramatic ending to the immunity potion saga.
It does matter, I think, because it showed a character doing something that no one saw coming. They show this hardened bitch do something out of the good of her heart to save a sister. And this is good TV. This is surprising. But for me, it shows the fingerprints of production saying we can't risk Nymphia or Q leaving yet for some reason. There must be another design challenge coming down. I don't know.
Yeah.
As a fan, I'm like, send some bitches home. Like, do it.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm glad Nymphia's safe. That's fun.
She used the immunity potion. She gave it to Nymphia, and then the judges' critiques come in, and they said what we said, pretty much.
Basically, yeah. I think the safe girls are very happy. Maya, Dawn, Q, Plain Jane. And then Rue asked all the girls, are they registered to vote? You think they checked?
Could you imagine if someone was like, no?
That would not have gone well, I don't think. They would have gone home that night.
Girl, yeah, that wouldn't have been.
Because, like, having the ability to vote and then not doing it is just dumb.
Yeah.
Now, this moment was a gag because I just thought that Plain Jane doing that was just, like, I did not expect it at all. But then the bigger gag was that the two top girls of the week have to lip sync.
Yeah.
And this was like,
do you think they learned the song? Because if I knew I did good and I got good critiques, I would not be back in that Untucked lounge listening to that little song in my ear. I'd be like,
TBH, I kind of thought that Morphine, her words weren't matching up the whole time exactly on.
She probably listened to it twice in her hotel room.
Yeah, I thought it was a good lip sync. I was entertained. I thought they both could have won because they both played off of each other so well. And I was hoping that it just was a dual win. And I did not think that they were going to let them lip sync. I thought they were just going to make them be like, share, you won a tie prize. A tie. But when they lip synced, I was like, good, we get more show because they're both great entertainers. But when she took off that little eggplant scoochie stocking, it looked like her shins were hairy.
Oh.
She looked like she had big foot shins, purple.
To me, the lip sync was won in the moment where Saphira's skirt came off and it was, she was ready to do, she had a ready to do
so. She had a ready to do so, for sure. For me, it was won when she dropped into that split. Whatever Puswacha touches the floor first wins, I feel like. And Morphine delivered. She thought, oh, you do that? I do that too. It was very entertaining, and I wish it was a double win because I wanted to see Morphine get a win really badly.
Morphine did a sort of expert use of this feather hat. She didn't just throw it off right away. She really used it as like a sort of burlesque kind of... Mm-hmm. She used it. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
But
she made you look.
And she also did a ready-to-do-so skirt, but then it like... Then we see her shoe... She adjusts her breasts once, which is sheer disaster on a lip sync. How dare she?
But it was entertaining.
How dare she do that to the art form of drag?
I would ask the bartender for some wands. This was good.
They were both wonderful.
Saphira wins the lip sync, and she wins $5,000.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
I made you look. I can have my Gucci on.
I really wanted to see Q versus Nymphia or Q versus Dawn. So I'm still sad that it didn't happen. But watching them think it's going to happen in Untucked is precious.
Yeah. Is that what happened? I did watch Untucked. I just, I don't remember a lot of things. I know Dawn got a message from her husband who hates her drag persona.
Well, yeah, because filming a drag race tape with a girl, that can test a lot of friendships.
And they had only been dating for 5 months when they did that. So that, I mean, that is sort of the cement probably that was like, okay, we have to set some boundaries about what the fuck this drag thing is.
Yeah, and now everybody's pussy is owned by Jamal and Untucked too, because they are in heat, mama.
Yeah.
They're presenting puss.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, how good you're hearing. Did you hear us fermenting from our cunts about you?
Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me, please.
Fuck me, Ru.
Oh, Jamal.
Fuck me, Jamal.
Oh, Jamal. Oh, please, fuck me. Ooh.
No, I'm serious. And bring Kurt. The video messages with Dawn is cute. But at the same time, I'm like, she's been gone 2.5 weeks, son. What's with the
is
tears?
Is that all? It's been 10 episodes. Yeah.
10 episodes. Every episode takes 2 days to film. You get an off day between like 2 or 3. So that's like 2.5 to 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks at least because 6 days is
three episodes.
So.
Okay. So don't make me do drag math.
Over 3 weeks.
Don't make me do
and
drag
And then they
math.
Have like 1 day off, sometimes two. Mm-hmm. I can have my Gucci on.
I
can have my Louis Vuitton.
But even with nothing on, I like to hook. Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser.
Wait, did any of the girls fight, or is that in the scene from next week?
That's scene from next week.
But do you think it's a misdirected? She was just joking.
Yes, okay. Girl. Of course I do. But we'll learn about that next week. So thank you for joining us on Race Chaser A Courant this week. I am Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love for you to rate our podcast on your favorite podcast app. And we
Honey, the K
would
is catching
that
up
rating
to you.
Was good. The K is playing catch
that
up.
Winter K, honey.
I love Woo. Crystal.
Frosted K. Frosted Special K by Kellogg's.
Now with tea blockers. If you haven't heard the good news about Mom Plus, what are you waiting for? There's premium options available. Mom Plus, Mom Plus Gold. And you can investigate more at mompodcast.plus.
And you get access to all of our mom shows ad-free, many of them a day early. Plus, on Mom Plus Gold, you get exclusive bonus episodes and content, plus access to the full video episodes of this little podcast known as Race Chaser.
Follow the dolls. At Alaska 5000, at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, excuse me. And our Race Chaser account is Race Chaser Pod, and our Mom Podcast Instagram and TikTok is Mom Podcast.
And email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. If you have a question, a theory, a spreadsheet, some scuttlebutt, a cool thing, a photo of a cool thing, let us know, and we'll be back next week with more discussion, dissection, and dissemination. Go to therapy, it's good for you.
Power.
Power. Who got the power?
Who got the power? Pussy draw.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for an entertainment and informational purposes only.
RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respected trademark and or copyright holders. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Alaska and Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.